to save money, my dad would bring us to the Disney section at the toy store and just say, "Welcome to Disneyland."
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
In our basement is a sign, "As far as everyone knows, we are a perfectly normal family." But what in the world is a normal family? Do you come from one? I remember the time our neighbors invited us over for a home-cooked meal. We were sitting at their kitchen table when it dawned on me, these people aren't normal. They talk funny. They look funny. What's this funny food on my plate? How about some normal food like my mama makes? You know, like pan-fried chicken livers with fried green tomatoes on the side. The people I grew up around were unusual, but not my family. We had it together. We even had codes for when we got lost. I was with a friend one day at the grocery store. My mom had wandered off to look for some pickled sardines or something, and we lost sight of her. So I meowed loudly, and I heard my mom meow back several aisles over. My friend shook his head, and I didn't expect him to understand. His family wasn't normal, like ours. Our family was resourceful, too. My parents made the most of every dollar. For example, my dad would get us kids to put mud all over the car before he drove it through the car wash. And that way, we'll get our money's worth, he said. My dad was pretty smart like that. Well, it's hard to find a family that's anything close to normal. We throw about the word dysfunctional, but all families I meet are completely functional until you spend time with them. A man told me that he and his wife had irreconcilable differences. I probably should have kept quiet, but I said, "Really? Us too?" He blinked, "What? You've been married 100 years. But it's true. We could not be more different. How can you reconcile the fact that even my wife's thermometer is different from mine? She's a hot mama, but she's freezing at night. I have one little sheet on in the summer. She has flannel jammies and a toque and a down comforter. How can you reconcile the fact that she is proper and cultured and neat and tidy and, well, I'm a guy? How can you reconcile the fact that I like to be early and she likes to be, well, she's getting better? She is quiet. I am not. After an argument, she'd rather go to bed angry. I'd rather stay up and fight. But in the end, we're good for each other. Not because we're compatible, but because we choose love and empathy and grace over judgment. If you're looking for a perfect relationship, you're going to be disappointed. But when we are reconciled to God, He makes it possible to be reconciled to each other. Here are 3 keys found in the Bible for unlocking better relationships with our friends, our children, our spouses. Number 1, take responsibility. Romans 12:18 says, "As far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." You can't control how others treat you, but there's much you can do about the way you treat them. You can encourage and apologize and be humble. You can reply to a harsh word with a kind one. Take responsibility. Number 2, accept others. Romans 15:7 says, "Accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God." Maybe you say, "But people are weird." Well, so what? Accepting others doesn't mean we agree with everything they say and do, but we value and honor them as a person made in God's image. Accept others. Number 3, ask for and accept forgiveness. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Forgive one another as God in Christ forgave you." There are far more important things than being right. It is impossible to live a joy-filled life while holding on to bitterness. Would you set yourself free today? Forgive. Nobody is all okay, and that's okay. I once heard my parents laughing. I looked into their room, and there they were, wearing each other's dentures.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.